Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome into the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you. Logan Arblaster producing. What day of the week is it? It's Wednesday. That's right. It's the baseball in my brain. You can never quite identify what day of the week it is, but that's the fun part. It is Aaron Rodgers week. The Packers in town. And it is a great time for some reflection. I'm excited about this one. Been excited about it all year. Excited to be sitting here in front of a microphone talking to you. To be perfectly honest with you, thank you very much to Pat Bostick, Pat Narduzzi, for the lead-in on the Pat Narduzzi Show. Excellent one at the ACC on Saturday against NC State. I hope to be there myself. But we're going to talk a lot about Aaron Rodgers. We're going to talk a lot about this game on Sunday. I think there is a fascinating convergence of storylines involving the Steelers season. We're also going to get to some baseball talk. I have a column at post-gazette.com about the World Series being set, the Dodgers, if it's good, if it's bad, if it's entertaining, if it's not. I've got some opinions. I want to deliver those a little bit later. The Penguins won last night. Surprising start for the Gwynns. Dan Muse doing some good things uptown. We'll dig into that a little bit later on as well. Darren Perry, former Steelers defensive back, former Packers coach, will join me at 8 o'clock. I talked to Darren Perry for a season preview column that I wrote on Aaron Rodgers. And Michael McHenry, broadcaster, former Pirate, all-around good guy, will join me at 9 o'clock to talk some ball. But my lead topic, and I think the lead topic around town, for understandable reasons, it's Aaron Rodgers facing his old team and his current team really needing to bounce back from that performance against Cincinnati. That's what I mean about a convergence of storylines, a convergence of intrigue, all wrapped around a Sunday night football game that can't get here soon enough. Rodgers talked today. We'll get to some of that audio a little bit later in the evening. He basically said the writing was on the wall. When the Packers drafted Jordan Love in 2020, he sensed that was his exit, sort of like it was when he came in and pushed out Brett Favre. Doesn't really have any animosity toward the Packers. Those feelings have healed over time. He rattled off a bunch of different things. Reading and listening to his comments, it almost sounded like a human fortune cookie, but I understand where he's coming from. I'd probably say the same thing. Time heals all wounds. Shoot, that might have been something Rodgers actually said. I'm going to quote him for a second. I would have liked to have ridden off into the sunset, but that's not the way the league goes sometimes. The writing was on the wall when Jordan was picked. I happened to win MVP. I knew at some point there would be a change. If I wanted to play, it would be elsewhere. I understand the situation. We live and learn. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, he said earlier. I have a lot of great memories from my time there. Cool. All good things come to an end. Again, another cliched sentence that Aaron Rodgers might have said today. And I get it. He had to move on. The Steelers have been in quarterback purgatory, or at least the mushy middle of quarterback play, since Ben Roethlisberger retired. And wouldn't you know it, along came Aaron Rodgers, and I think this whole thing has changed, and let's talk about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
About it. Seriously, rewind back to the summer. Rewind back to the spring. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers coming in here. And prior to the season, I know when they were courting Aaron Rodgers, I was reflecting on some of my own feelings here, and I was lukewarm about it at best. I wrote in the Post-Gazette, I talked from this very space about having some questions about Aaron Rodgers' ability. I thought there was an outside chance that maybe he would be good. If he was bad, that would lead them more toward a first-round quarterback. And wouldn't you know it, that's the exact opposite of what happened. I guess it's the small margin that he was actually very good, but at this point, I look at the Steelers, I look at Aaron Rodgers, I look at their situation. He's the furthest thing from a problem. Aaron Rodgers has been the solution, for crying out loud. He's been their MVP. Now, their defense, completely different story. Concerning, extremely concerning, how little resistance they put up against Joe Flacco, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. That's a separate discussion, and we'll have that. We have 3.5 hours together. I think that's perfectly reasonable to have some questions about the Steelers' defensive performance at this point. But we're starting with Aaron Rodgers, the Aaron Rodgers experience, what we've seen. Has it changed our mind? It's changed mine. It's absolutely changed mine. I think differently about Rodgers, the quarterback. I think differently about the Steelers situation. I think differently about this season because of how Aaron Rodgers has played. And I think you should too. The Steelers are not a deficient team. If anything, there is an opportunity in front of the Steelers. If they're able to do enough, and that takes on a variety of forms. That means cleaning up things defensively. That means getting after the quarterback far better than they did against the Bengals. That means actually covering somebody, getting off the field on third down. That was a huge problem and has been a problem. That means supplying Aaron Rodgers with a legitimate second option at wide receiver in all likelihood. Although more news this week coming from the South Side, Calvin Austin III will almost assuredly return this weekend. He practiced today in full, looked very good from the video that I saw. It's going to be an important stretch of games for Calvin Austin III. In any case, the Steelers really do have something here. I think we're overreacting a bit to the Bengals' loss, but I also, in the same breath, think that we're not. The defense has not been up to snuff so far, especially in the secondary, which, again, concerning, that's the area that they thought they addressed this offseason. It hasn't been good enough. But when I look at the Steelers, when I look at the rest of the NFL, certainly the rest of the division, is there an opportunity here for them? Yes. 1,000 times over. Yes. And it's because of Aaron Rodgers. It's because of what he's been able to do late in his career, which frankly has been darn impressive. And it's okay for me, for you, for anybody to sit here and say, you know what, we were wrong. We didn't think it would be this good. It is this good. One of the things that sold me or pushed this over the finish line, I should say, it's an odd thing. But Aaron Rodgers' heave in desperation time against the Bengals. It goes 70 yards. That was the longest pass in the NFL in terms of air yards since 2017. I don't need Aaron Rodgers to move around the pocket like he's Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or anybody. But the arm talent is very clearly there. You heard in Logan's headline some of the conversation that is taking place around the NFL behind closed doors about maybe the Steelers have altered their plans for 2026. Maybe what Aaron Rodgers has done has allowed them to move off of quarterback in the 2026 draft, and it should. It absolutely should. Aaron Rodgers right now, he's on pace for 40 touchdowns. That would be the most for him since one of his MVP seasons in 2020. It would be a Steelers club record, beating Ben Roethlisberger's 34, which I'll be honest, was lower than I thought it would be. By the way, I am not one of those sports writers, media people, radio hosts, whatever you want to call me, who can memorize statistics the way somebody like Andrew Filipponi can. I'm the exact opposite. I can't remember anything. I'm really good at research. I'm really good at preparation. I'm really good at planning, preparing, all that stuff. I work really hard. I take a lot of pride in that. But I can't remember stuff. I had no idea what the Steelers team record was for passing touchdowns in a single season. Now, I read it before today's show, so I'm certainly aware of it, and I have it written down in a whole file full of notes. But I thought it was kind of sad on my part that I didn't know that off the top of my head. There are certain people that are gifted with that sort of stuff, and I am not one of them. I can remember movie quotes. I can remember song lyrics. I can remember a lot of that stuff. I can't remember what I did yesterday. Not that you can. But remembering sports statistics can sometimes be a challenge. In any case, the Aaron Rodgers experience so far has been a really good one. I'm excited to talk to Darren Perry at 8 o'clock. The column that I wrote, this is back in my column this day, is it was supposed to be sort of a peek inside Aaron Rodgers, his process, what it's like to be inside a building with him, how he conducts himself. And Perry knows that extremely well. He's also talkative, interesting, unique. I don't know how you want to describe it, but he's going to be a good interview. I'm excited for it. He told me some stories there that kind of got me started. He had me laughing. I mean, Rodgers is a fun, interesting guy. He is. I don't care about his, you know, political or world views. I don't care about any athlete's political or world views. They do them. I'm going to do me. I'm not looking at a professional athlete for that type of advice. He can believe whatever he wants. Can he play football well? That's what I'm judging it on. And so far, based on what I've seen, dude can play football well. Another part of the Rodgers experience that I think is interesting and worth talking about here for a second is how he relates to his teammates. And I bring that up because of what we saw last night. Last night at PPG Paints Arena, a host of Steelers players showed up to watch the Penguins. I caught Mason McCormick, Zach Frazier, Will Howard, which I thought was interesting, Spencer Anderson. Logan, am I missing anybody? I feel like there's a couple more. I'm just going
off
the top of my head.
Well, Howard was there.
I know.
He impersonated the Rodgers celebration.
I saw that.
There was Brett Kiesel, if you said him.
I didn't say him. Brian Trottier was there from the Penguins standpoint. Let me try to pull up this photo. Yeah, Spencer Anderson. That's not a good photo. It was basically a lot of linemen. There's McCormick. Yeah, okay. I mean, and here's where I'm going with that. In the reporting of the column that I wrote, it ran, I think, the day before the Jets game. Another person I talked to there was Don Barclay. He was a longtime tackle for Rodgers. Not a long time, but like 6 years in Green Bay. He's now the head coach of Seneca Valley High School. He's from Seneca Valley, I believe. But he's local. He's a Whipple guy. And he said every week they would have pizza and wings. I think it was Thursday night. All the linemen would get together at this place called Rustique. You know, sort of like a high-end pizza wing joint, whatever. And they would rent out like this back patio area. It was really nice. And Barclay sent me a picture of it, and we were talking about it. And so Rodgers would go every week. He said, my entire time playing with Aaron Rodgers, I don't ever remember him missing one of these things. And you see Rodgers last night at the Penguins game, an event he didn't have to attend, with a whole bunch of linemen. Like, you can tell by how these guys are around him, they like him. You can tell Will Howard really likes him, doing the celebration behind his back, and I think there's something to be said for Will Howard developing behind Aaron Rodgers, in this case, quite literally. But the guy isn't anything like he was purported to be, certainly doesn't seem like a jerk, he can still play. I mean, I don't understand why you would go away from keeping Aaron Rodgers here. It would be harder to argue the opposite. It would be harder to sit here and say that the Steelers should just get rid of Aaron Rodgers for X, Y, and Z reason. I certainly don't see anybody in the draft that I'm in a hurry to discard a quarterback who's played pretty well to go take this guy. I'm absolutely fine with it. It was fun to see Rodgers at a Penguins game. It's fun to see his profile here grow. It's going to be fun on Sunday night when the ball's kicked off, or all of the hype leading up to it, where Aaron Rodgers faces off with his former team. And hey, he's now a Steeler, and an exciting one, and people can get behind this. Steelers defense, big-time source of frustration. Aaron Rodgers, not so much. Can you imagine that? Based on the moves they made this offseason, Aaron Rodgers' social capital in Pittsburgh is far greater than that of the defense. There's a lot more belief in the 41-year-old, seemingly, or at once controversial quarterback, than there is what has been the biggest identity of the Steelers. They're giving up 470 yards and 33 points to a bad Bengals team, and Aaron Rodgers has given them a chance to win the game. I'm happy with it, man. I really am. And I'm happy to give Rodgers his flowers, or however you want to say it, to just basically step back and say, you know what, this is pretty cool. I'm not going to get mad about this. We can talk about different things with the Steelers, and they certainly have parts of their game worth getting upset over. Aaron Rodgers is not one of them. But it does add to the intrigue of Sunday night. It adds to the story of their season. Trade deadline's coming up in a couple weeks. What are the Steelers going to do? They should be thinking seriously about this, because there's an opportunity to improve their team. There's an opportunity to identify that this team can achieve something more, and if they navigate the trade deadline in a smart way, they can add some much-needed depth at wide receiver, hopefully without selling the farm. I'm not talking about A.J. Brown or Jaylen Waddle. Please understand that. Those guys, come on. Why would the Eagles give up A.J. Brown? That makes no sense. Can we put that one to bed? I can understand the Dolphins giving up Jaylen Waddle because they're out of it. They're 1-6. They're not going anywhere. Mike McDaniel, I don't know how he still has a job. I'd trade Waddle, but doesn't look like they're going to. So who else? Jacoby Myers is somebody I think worth having a discussion about from the Raiders. He's requested a trade. You would think that leads to something. Christian Kirk is another name I've seen out there. I'd be fine with that. Calvin Ridley, Rashad Bateman, Rashid Shaheed is somebody from the New Orleans Saints. We talked about him on Steelers pregame Sunday or Friday. Maybe I'll get the day. See what I mean about baseball? It screws up your head. Now, Thursday, Donnie, Mark Cabali, and I from the casino were talking about that situation. Long story short, there's some options here for the Steelers, and I would really hope that they take them seriously and go out and address it, because I do think there's something here. I think there's something here worth grabbing onto. We'll see a lot more on Sunday night. It's going to be an entertaining football game. I hate the lag time between a Thursday night game and playing Sunday the next week. It feels forever. but we're getting closer, folks. We're getting closer. It's going to be a lot of fun. This show's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Again, Darren Perry, you know the name, former Steelers defensive back, former Packers coach. He's out of coaching. He's actually working in Sarasota. I think he's selling golf carts, if I remember correctly. We talked about that area, an area that is near and dear to my heart when I was preparing and reporting the column that I wrote a couple months ago. So we'll get Darren Perry on here at 8 o'clock. Michael McHenry on at 9. A bunch of things to weigh into about the World Series, about the Pirates offseason. Talk a little bit about some offensive improvements they can make. And we'll also weigh into the Penguins a little bit later. The Penguins surprising some people with another victory last night. Great to see for them. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That's the upside. The downside to the Steelers recently has been the defense. It hasn't been good enough. We're going to weigh into that a little bit, and I want to talk about how I see that going against the Packers on Sunday night. And I wish I had some sort of really bold, warming, prophetic sort of thought. I don't. It worries me, and I'll tell you why here in a little bit. It's the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35. Logan Arblaster producing. Talking sports here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.